Hi, I'm Bang. First of all, I would like to say thank you to all of you for coming to the opening. I came originally from Shanghai, China. I received my bachelor degree from Shanghai Institute of Visual Art at 2012. Then I started a master program, also majoring in photography, at Savannah College of Art and Design. Friend and I picked up 5 pieces for this exhibition. This body of work took me 1.5 years of collaborative work. At the very beginning, I only have one friend helping me with the lighting setup and everything. We could only shoot on locations and do some easy setups. And then after a couple of shots, I managed to find a local film production company. I pitched the ideas, they were interested. So we did some sort of cross promotion. I brought customers there, and they gave me discounts on renting big equipment like fancy lights and props. Savannah is a beautiful place. It is a mixture of historical area and suburban districts. As a photographer, I do see a lot of potential. I take benefit of it. All the pieces here were made within 2 miles of downtown Savannah. I go location hunting with a 35mm camera, film camera, every morning, and sometimes I visit a place again and again during different times of the day, trying not to be distracted by the relationship of light and shadow. This is because later on, I'll have to reform the entire lighting structure by using artificial light when it's completely dark. The motivation of the American Dream is the existence of a language and a cultural barrier. As you can tell, I'm still struggling with the language. But the desire of communication converts the language barrier into some sort of drive, which inspires me to visualize the daily experience of being an alien here in the United States. The idea of the American Dream is to analyze, you know, the American stereotype of from a point of view of a Chinese man. Some expressions such as white picket fence and the golden retriever dog are utilized and put into practice in the image to reconstruct the spectacle. By staging the moments of everyday life, the main character performs a role by jumping between the fiction and reality, trying to prove that the history of a man or the evidence of an event is mobilized by image only, which means that the event only happens when you have pictures to prove. So that's why social media is so popular right now. Excuse me. You don't attend a party until someone share a selfie and tag you. So the photographer, of course, is me. I appear in each and every photograph. However, there is no real me. The concept of the American Dream is an attempt to create an embodiment illustrating an elusive representation of life itself. The Asian figure represents a group of immigrants who have an American dream. They speak different languages, they come from different cultural backgrounds, they migrate to the United States with different life experiences, knowledge, skills, and the practical approaches to everyday life here. In spite of that, eventually, they are going to become a part of American culture with no doubt. That's how the system operates. So probably you've already noticed that the Asian figure is always wearing a shirt with suit pants plus a classic bow tie, showing a new adaptation of culture. The hair color also adds an emphasis to his place of origin. The project depicts a cultural unity. Cultural unity occurs when people from different cultural backgrounds, they get over their cultural differences and develop a mutual relationship. But at the same time, I'm also questioning what is exactly the American culture. Does merging with another culture bring out a more desirable piece of art? Or is it simply an abbreviation of the world globalization? So photography becomes a perfect tool to analyze and to examine the societal phenomena. Because photography is an art and science, does not document or take place outside the universe. outside the universe. The subject, the topic, and the sense of photography take place within our society. Unlike social linguistics explaining bicultural issues in the society, photographers do not describe it in hundreds of words. It is not descriptive enough visually to show the big picture of biculturalism. Like for the shirt piece, I reached to over 20 church managers. That place was the only one free to use, but it happened to be exactly the one I wanted. It was a great coincidence. And the reason why I bring this piece to subject is because actually this is not a church. It's a synagogue. It's a Jewish temple. And the Jewish people, they don't really practice funeral in their temples. They never show open casket. But if you get close enough, you will see the glare highlighting the Last Supper at the decoration on the bottom part of the casket, which triggers a conflict with the Star of David hanging up there in the carpet. It could be considered politically incorrect, but if you do not know the culture, the smooth transition won't bother you at all. You might have a question about why I decided to print a photograph this size. But photographs are getting bigger and bigger. They used to be 8x10 of a regular paper size like this, or even smaller. But the interwoven relationship between the artist and the market is challenging the way how we, contemporary photographer, deal with our photographic products. It seems impossible to make any significant work without financial support. Major galleries, collectors, founders, they are taking all the work. At some level, this is a particular fact which determines the nature of artistic practice in contemporary photography. So now, photography has the ability to compete with painting. You don't only see giant carvings and oil paintings on museum walls, but also huge frame pictures. This is a good thing, but there are many critiques around the true value of mechanical reproduction. Like if you can print again and again, what's the value? But I see this very positive. New technology in science brings photography many possibilities. Science of technology is a key component of our human civilization, which ultimately forms our modern society. Photography as a new medium exactly reflects the slowly happening revolution. So everything here you see comes from my 4x5 large format. I use drum scanning to get the digital file and the print that big without losing a single pixel. I wrapped this project with 27 plates, and this is the last one, the Christmas one. Christmas is a universal holiday. We don't have trouble understanding that. So I think it's not bad to borrow the idea of Christmas for the last shot in terms of sequencing. So after a month of location scouting, we found it's very hard for us to find a perfect spot to do the photo shoot. So we decided to physically build the set. So we spent about 3 months collecting all the props. We cut the real Christmas tree from 55 miles from Savannah, and then we collect all the boxes, pick all the gift wraps. We pick up the carpet from the junkyard, wash it, iron it, and I also collect all the props from local antique shops. Actually, the place was a social hall of a local church, and I made a proposal to the church committee stating that Christmas is a Christian celebration. The purpose of making this photograph was to celebrate Christianity. So the committee carefully reviewing the proposal, and then they accepted it. And it, actually, the entire committee showed up the night before the shooting day and prayed for us, which was really sweet. Since the social hall feeds homeless people on Monday, Tuesday, and Sunday. We had to plan out everything very carefully in order to start the construction on Tuesday and the wrap and get out before 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So I bought the caretaker a pack of beer, and then he gave me the key. So 24-hour access to the place made things a lot easier. Over 30 people working on the set. Without my crew, I won't be able to pull it off. Photography itself in this project is not regarded as an element of art, but also as a science. Photography is a momentary snapshot of an image, whereas the subject of photography lives beyond just being a symbol, either in printed or in an electronic version. An example of this phenomena is a dictionary, which is also a snapshot taken momentarily of a language. Language and culture are both considered as a living organism, needing constantly to be documented and redocumented. Compare evolution of language to the evolution of the concept of my photographs. Just as language is ever-evolving, the concept of my pieces are also ever-evolving with each new observer in their particular perspective. And as long as human beings move from place to place, the bicultural and the bilingual picture will always be present, getting even larger, waiting to become the reason of academic photography to be amalgamated with science. Again, many thanks to Common Ground Gallery and VisArt for inviting me, and thank all of you for coming to the reception. It's a really nice experience to share my work with you. And please let me know if you have any questions. Thanks.